The wait is over. The wait is over. A blog called SAR. The Wave Files. Yeah. You can hear me now. Put me in your pocket. Enjoy.
Hello, y'all. This is RP Chow coming right back at you guys there with another blog. Thanks for tuning in as usual. And then again, this is very appreciative. And tell a friend to tell a friend to like this, share this, subscribe to this, because that'll be cool. Honestly, like I would truly appreciate that for you guys. You know. And you're probably listening to this wherever you do your podcasting. You know, podcasting is where it's at. It's free, depending on, you know, whatever thing you're doing the podcasting at. But Max, yes, that's a premium thing you have to pay for. Yeah, we're paying like, what, 15, 16 bucks for it. But it got some top-notch programming, yeah. Original programming. Come on. Classics like Sopranos, Oz. What's that? Westworld, right? That's one of them. How about some new hits like Tokyo Vice, Winning Time, which y'all should be ashamed of yourselves for canceling that. That show was fire. True Detective, famously acted by Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, season one. It set the bar so high. So high, you know, and all the other seasons are just debatable at best, right? You might like one season more than the others. I mean, we all like the first season overall, right? And then there was some good things that were going on season three. You know, shout out to Mahershala Ali for doing a spectacular performance. I do not want to call you Deacon Frost because you're Deacon Frost, bro. No. Stephen Dorff, I think that's your name, right? You did amazing. Everybody did amazing on that season. Now let's move on to the latest season of True Detective, season four, Night Country, starring somebody I did not expect to see ever again, Jodie Foster. Like, really? What brought you to this project? What bring you back to the Hollywood atmosphere? Yeah, y'all remember Jodie Foster from all those hits, right? Name them. And then if you want to name a deep cut, Taxi Driver, yeah, that was her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure was. Now, check her out now. I mean, you know, maturing. I mean, very mature, right? Playing a role that we're not used to seeing her play, you know, this John Wayne type character, you know, like not giving a damn and just causing a muck, gung-ho all the time. She has her reasons for sure. And then Kaylee Reese, I'm not too familiar with her. You know, I'm hearing that she was you know, a boxer, so that's something I gotta do my research on. But as far as her performance in this one, yeah, it works. Totally works. The overall tone, it definitely had its True Detective type vibe to it. If I had to put something against it to compare it, like Seven, like how it just had that eerie, like nerving feeling, something is gonna jump out at you, you're gonna be disturbed somehow, some way, you know, kind of reminiscent of, you know, the very first True Detective. So yeah, this one I definitely say check out. It's pretty cool. Anyhow, Night Country, season four, True Detective, stream it. Stream it all on Max right now, okay? But like I said, you got to pay for that. Let me get up out of here. Thanks for tuning in. As usual, thanks for being you. Continue to do what you do as long as you don't hurt nobody in the process. All right? Peace out, or I should say, peace in.
Thanks for listening to The Wave Files, a blog called SARP. The Wave Files. Yes, podcast. Ain't that awesome? You can see me on YouTube and you can hear me here because you subscribed and you shared it with your folks. You're amazing. I appreciate y'all. You can also follow me across all social platforms. SARP Beach out. Till next time. Peace.